Welcome back to another episode of Reflect Live, the podcast where stories come to life and hearts are opened. I'm your host, Michelle. Here in Reflect Live, we offer a platform for people from all walks of life to share their experiences, their triumphs, and their challenges. It's a space where people thrive and connections are made through the power of storytelling. And today we have something truly special in store for you. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's dive into another episode of Reflect Live. Get ready to be inspired, moved, and maybe even crack a smile or two. This is Reflect Live with Michelle.
So when did you decide that you wanted to get into film?
I've always had that aspiration, I guess. My plan was to play professional baseball, become an announcer, and then, you know, use that popularity to eventually become into film and comedy. But I lacked some of the skills to make it to the majors. So that slowed me down a little bit. And I think about that. What was it that got me? And really, animation is my real serious love. And I think it was because my dad, when we would watch Bugs Bunny on Saturday morning, they see that was like one of the only things that I could remember him laughing at easily. And he was a fun guy, told a lot of jokes. And our family was always, you know, being goofy with each other. But he also had a pretty serious side to him, you know, because like when I told him I was going to go into film, you know, to go to college, he said, well, how are you going to make a living, you know? And so I had to do advertising as a minor and some computer science stuff. And before, you know, it was okay with them. But yeah, kind of always, you know, but I thought that I'm not a tall guy, so I knew I was never going to be a leading man. But I thought I could be a comic sidekick. So started doing stand-up early on.
Really? So has it been like a comedian?
Right, yeah. I was really fortunate in that. I won some contests back home. I grew up in the Houston area, and then I won, like, I was funniest man in Oklahoma several years ago, and a long time ago. And so then I got a chance to open up for guys like Carlos Mencia, Ron White, Larry the Cable Guy.
Really?
Rodney Carrington, just a bunch of guys. And one of them, he was in one of our movies too, William Lee Martin. He tours around Texas and the Southwest and does sold out show after another. I think he was in Brennan. That's where you're at, right? Brennan.
Ozark, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's all over, and he plays a part in the movie WWJR. When is this? He's like a consultant for churches. And he comes in with these crazy ideas, and they're all partly, you know, he gets a portion of it. And the funnest one that he did was that he wanted to start the first church of the lotto. So when you came in and you gave, you know, when they passed the basket around at the end of the service, they would call someone out, and they would win half of what was donated. So.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. That is so funny. Can you imagine that? That is so funny.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty packed, though. I think there'd be a lot of people.
I think so, too. Yeah, I'm in the middle of it. I started watching it today. Heaven's Date.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And the brunette in there.
Right.
She is cracking me up. What's her name?
Hannah?
Well, we actually have a few prospects of our own. Okay, he's at the bottom of our list. Do you actually believe that those two could help us find the loves of our lives?
Matchmakers?
Why not? There are people to help you buy a car, a home, clothes. Why not someone to help you find a proper suitor?
Oh, and by the way, there's one other service we forgot to mention. Suppose you're out and about and you run into someone you'd like to meet. We'd be happy to have one of our representatives approach them on your behalf for their details and interests.
Oh my gosh, did you see him?
Did I see what?
The guy of my dreams.
You can't just grab him and say, hey, you're the guy of my dreams, come with me.
No, but remember what Sham said? Someone at Heaven's Date will do it for me. I just have to figure out where he likes to hang out.
Okay, technically that's stalking.
Oh, stalking. Yeah, he's gonna think I'm stalking him.
You made me lose him.
Oh. Him who?
The love of my life!
Well, maybe there's enough for me to go around for the both of you.
Oh!
Unlike
those of us who can just take a cannoli class and find love.
Holy crepe. You really like this guy, don't you?
He was fun and sensitive and a good listener. Plus, he made me feel like it was just the two of us and nothing else mattered in the world.
That dude's married. Yes.
You know what we should do?
Mm-hmm. In my country, we would squash that little man like a bug.
Perhaps we should just go confront him.
Oh.
Right now.
Oh, yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Great. Now we lost him. I think I see him.
He's coming up beside us.
So how does it work? Is there like a lineup or like a buffet that we get to select from?
She's in the movie we just released called Holy Flicks as well. Oh. And she's just been a hoot and a lot of fun to hang out with and to work with. And she's very talented. She's from Arkansas. And she's that was a fun movie. And that kind of, because I worked, part of my career, I worked in broadcast radio and television. And I did a lot of marketing. I was a real numbers kind of guy. And so one of my close friends, she owns a matchmaking service, and she asked me if I'd come in and help her with some of their marketing. And in the process of being there, you know, getting to see how matchmaking works in real life and the people that would come in there and try to get matched. And it was, you know, pretty interesting. And then plus at that time, I had gone through a divorce and had started dating. So to help them with their marketing, I was reading all these books about dating and then did a lot of dating myself. And so Heaven's Date was about trying to not be superficial when you start. I started to learn, and I tried to pass this on to my kids when they were at the age of dating, is that, you know, everyone you go out with doesn't mean that you're going to get married to them. And when I was young, my parents met in the sixth grade. So when I got in the sixth grade and I wasn't dating anybody, I thought, I'm never going to get
married. You're doomed. Yeah.
It's never going to happen. What's going on?
Right.
And so I was pretty heartbroken for a while till I figured out, you know, it's just like making friends, you know, friends. And as you make these friends, you figure out who you have more in common with and who you can eventually maybe want to be your roommate or partner. And that's what Heaven's Date was about, was looking, trying to figure out how to look past the superficial things and look into someone's heart and your own heart too, and learn a lot about yourself, because you don't know what, you know, you can live with and what you can't live with. One time I went out with a woman and we dated for a little while, and I was at her home and I noticed all these newspapers stacked up over in the corner of her kitchen. And I said, do you recycle? And she said, no, I just haven't had a chance to read any of those yet. And I was like, whoa, that's no. I have four kids. And so when I go out, that would be one of the first questions is like children, you know? And if somebody said, oh, I love children, I may even like to have another one. Check, please. I'm done. Yeah, we're done.
She's a riot. And so I was wondering where the storyline came from. So it's just your personal experience that you put a twist on it and
part
and
of mine, made it fun. Part of other people, you know, as I've watched people and how they live their lives and do their thing. And so, yeah.
Oh, fun. And so we had Renee on, and she talked about Holy Flicks.
Right.
And so the guy, the ghost in Holy Flicks, is also in Heaven's Date.
Right.
How's it feel to be a college graduate?
Hey, wait a minute. This isn't one of those, like, now that you've graduated, get out of my house speech, is it?
No. I'm saving that one for next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I know you've got your heart set on getting into the video business.
No, not the video business, Uncle. The movie making business.
Well, how does one go about getting involved in the movie making business?
I have no idea.
Hey, did you hear my dad is making me assistant director on his new feature? Should be in theaters by next summer. Well, let that be a lesson to you. It's not about what you know, but who you know.
Have you won any awards? What? Oh, so hard to get good help these days.
If you had a short, that would really show me your abilities as a filmmaker.
So, honey, how did your interviews go today?
All he has to do is put together a really good-looking short and win a festival or two.
Oh, well, wait. This is not a dentist's chair. This is a barber's chair.
I wanted to style here.
What's going on here? Who's hurt?
Okay, cut.
I promised my nephew I was going to go home a little early to help him get ready for his movie premiere party at the house.
Levi.
Yeah?
I think your uncle has a flat tire. Can you and Davey go see if you can find him?
Yeah, sure.
Surely, Levi. Got some bad news.
Your uncle left you $200,000 specifically for you to produce your first independent feature film.
So he wants me to make a movie.
He wants you to make a faith-based movie.
How am I supposed to do that? I don't know anything about faith.
I think that's the point, honey. Your uncle and your dad just wanted you to give faith a real try.
Oh, wait a minute. What if this is our movie? My uncle and his walk through faith, his journey as he struggled through his losses and depression and eventually becoming my mentor, father figure.
Yeah. That story kind of gets you right here, doesn't it?
I bet you're supposed to help me finish this movie.
Okay, glad to have you with us. If you'll just give us a slate, please.
Are you seriously considering this guy?
My name is Donald Bennett, and I don't have an agent.
Mr. Get me out of here!
All right, you all set?
Can Uncle Owen do this?
Levi, baseball, got it.
Bradley, whenever you're ready.
Remember when we were at the major league game last year and the coach took out everybody's favorite player?
Yeah, we all booed him. Made no sense to me.
Exactly. And just like the coach, God makes decisions to take people out of the game. And only he knows why. He made that decision.
And that scene. That was awesome.
We should be celebrating, baby. No, thank you. Remember, I'm 2 years sober now. Your dad, he got me that program.
Oh, right. You know, he took all the money his uncle left him and put it into this movie? And it is imperative to his future as a filmmaker that you give the performance of a lifetime.
I think he's passed out drunk.
Why me? Why does this always happen to me?
Come on, Levi. Bradley's the one with the problem. Maybe look at this moment as a time where you can be the solution.
Here it comes. Sounds like another talk about faith and believing.
Oh, it's a talk about being a good person.
But this spiritual journey not only helped me realize how important my relationship with my family here is, but also how important it is with the people that come in and out of my life. And how I impact their lives as much as they impact mine.
Right. Yeah. He's my partner in the movie making business. He and his wife, Dr. Mark Sherwood, and Mark goes around the country doing all kinds of speaking engagements. They're both health and wellness experts, and they travel the country talking to people, and he loves doing the movies and the acting. And so he's a big part of each one of them. And, he really enjoys, we both do, bringing to the forefront the talent that we find just in our area and giving them a chance to have an opportunity. And we put a lot into the movies so that we can get them on the Vudus and the Amazons and, and the big streaming platforms and it's kind of crazy to see when you're getting hundreds of thousands of millions of views and it's real exciting and a lot of fun.
Yeah. So currently now Holyflix is just on Movie Stream. Yeah. And then how do you transition over to the Amazons, the Hulus, and how do you move over to that streaming service?
We've been pretty fortunate in that we work with a couple of distributors that are, kind of the big guns in what we call faith-based movies. Like faith-based to some might seem like they're just talking about the Bible and stuff, but it's really more clean, clean content that hopefully passes on some kind of insight or makes you can look at what you might want to do for your life. And we use a couple of distributors for that. We also work with aggregators. Aggregators are more like same kind of people, because like that kind of like a distributor, but they don't do the marketing part of it. So they don't take as much back, you know, like a distributor might take 50% of everything you make on a movie, and an aggregator only take maybe 20%, because a lot of times, like I was watching like Netflix, for example, they only work with a certain amount of aggregators. And bringing and what they used to, they don't so much anymore because they are more on their own product and some older higher end stuff. And because they don't want to have to write a check to, you know, Stevie Fernandez and Nicole, and you know, they just want to give it to one entity and that be it for them. And so, you know, and that's why we started OK Movie Stream, and we actually officially launching that this week and a soft launch, because for every movie that gets distributed, there's 1,000 of them that don't. And everybody has worked hard, invested a lot into those movies, and they don't all get accepted. And so we try to work with the OK Movie Stream is not only like a platform where we can put our movies, but bringing in other producers locally. Because like when Netflix first started, they primarily used indie films. And as they became more popular and they were creating their own and had more of a budget to buy off of the bigger, you know, studios, then they abandoned all of the indie guys. And there were a lot of fun movies that you could watch on there. I watched one movie, one of my favorites once, called The Back Nine. And it was a guy who was older, and he was a documentarist, and he wanted to show what it would take to become a pro golfer. And it was interesting to me as a golfer and
others, yeah, sure.
But not, you know, some big, huge multi-million dollar hit, but it was fun to watch. And they abandoned a lot of those. And so that's what we hope to with OK Movie Stream, is to bring back the opportunity to highlight, at least in our region, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, and Kansas, to highlight those independents out there. And then we do another video podcast that introduces the actors, because we feel like one of the reasons why we as a general public like, you know, the big actors out there is because we feel like we know them, because all the attention they get, what we read about them or what we see, you know, in their interviews when they're on other programs. And so we started this is part of what OK Movie Stream does, is we have interviews with many of the actors and the crew members, and we'll continue to build on that show and allow fans to get to know these people who may even be their neighbors. And like Hannah is extremely talented. You never know when somebody is going to be that next person, you know, and we've been lucky that we've worked with early on, and I've been doing production here for a long time, talent that has gone on and done some major things. And so it's great. We have one of the actresses, Stephanie Alicia Rose. She plays in Heaven's Gate. She's one of the Bible study women. And she was in Holy Flicks as well. She plays the professor of the film professor. And she told me, and I didn't know this, but when I interviewed her, she told me for our show, she said that we gave her her first speaking role.
Was that right?
And I'm not allowed to say yet, I don't think, what show, but she got cast on a network show where they asked her to read for a couple of different parts. She ended up getting the pun. They shot it all before the strike, and they didn't release it because of the strike. And so when she got to the set, the director said, "You hear the story about how, you know, we got you to this part?" And she goes, "No, I don't know what you're talking about, you know." And she said, "Well, when you read for two different parts, but we loved what you did in both of those parts so much, we decided to rewrite the role and make you twins." So she played twins on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
How crazy is that?
That is so cool. I'd love for people to get over there and check you out.
Yeah, I have we've been building it for over a year, and we're working on the Roku channel next, and the Fire TV app, okay, and eventually iOS and others. But yeah, we like I said, we're only gonna like soft launch it next week, and then it's then we'll be adding product every month. We're reaching out to local producers to see if they would do like a rev share on some of their product, that we would get it out there and build on it. And I have a relationship with a distributor here that gave me a bunch of, I like them. It's funny. He gave me a bunch of like older films that they have, like with Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin and Bing Crosby and all those kinds. And so they're a lot of fun, you know, John Wayne, and they're kind of fun to watch. And then, and then we just, you know, we've, my production company, we've done all kinds of things throughout this area. We did, we used to produce mixed martial art fights for UFC. We had a show for 7 years called Explore Tulsa, where we went in and interviewed people all over Tulsa and things to do, places to eat. And then we also did a show similar to that out at Grand Lake here in Oklahoma. And and in doing those shows, we probably interviewed, I sort of counted it once, like 1,600 interviews.
Is that right?
Little 5 to 7 minute movies is what I like to think of them as. And like, we all have a story. We all have a good 5 minute story in our life.
And we do.
Some of
it's funny or crazier than others, but we all have a story.
That's worth telling, worth listening to. And it's kind of what my dad told me when I was telling him what I wanted to do for a living. He said to me, you know, I told the dad, I'm going to play baseball. I'm going to get there. I'm going to do this. And I'm going to eventually move into the film. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Do it and then tell me how you did it.
That's good.
And so that's the way that, you know, and try to relive and create everything that we do, is to tell these stories, is kind of like, you know, instruction manuals for other people to try to go out and do it for themselves.
Love it. That's so good. That is great words of wisdom. I love that. Is there anything that you want to promote something?
You know, I would say that I hope everybody else gives OK Movie Stream a try.
Introducing OK Movie Stream, your ticket to a world of cinematic classics and wonders, right from the heart of Oklahoma and the surrounding areas.
The Neils are moving to Oklahoma.
Dive into a world of captivating stories and extraordinary talent, all on OK Movie Stream.
Oh yeah, I did. See, I gave you a crazy look because I...
Choose the option that suits you best. Watch for free with commercials, binge watch your favorites for 3 days, or unlock ad-free streaming for just $10 a year. Join the OK Movie Stream community today and embark on a cinematic journey like never before.
Think of it like a restaurant. You know, you have local restaurants that you go to. Well, you might look around at that restaurant and there's somebody that's performing in local theater, that's on TV or has YouTube in one way or another. And we're trying to collect it so that you can have an opportunity to see these. And we're doing so you can watch free with commercials, $3 for a binge watch, you know, where maybe for 3 days you can watch everything on there if that's all you wanted to do for $3. Or starting out, we're only going to be like $10 for an entire year. And kind of the way we're starting this out, so that, and as we grow it, you know, we may keep it that way. So
that is great. And okay. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What'd you say?
I just said okmoviestream.com.
Okmoviestream.com. Perfect. So if they wanted to watch it currently, it would just be like on their phone or their computer or something like that.
Yeah. And they can cast it from their phone. They can, you know, so that, yeah, but it should be probably in the next couple of months, we'll have the Roku channel up and Amazon's Fire Stick after that.
Well, thank you, Stevie. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Thank you for watching or listening to this episode on Reflect Live Podcast. Next up, Dr. Marla, Saturday, April 27th, 10 o'clock, 10:30 a.m. CSD register, so you can watch from any device, www.reflectlivepodcast.com. Join Michelle Host, voice behind the Reflect Live Podcast, in an exclusive interview with the remarkable Dr. Marla. Renowned as an international TV minister, evangelist, and author, Dr. Marla brings a wealth of insights as a specialist teacher, focusing on the experiences of women in the Bible and connecting their trials and triumphs to the lives of contemporary women. Listen on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, or live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. Register now on www.reflectlivepodcast.com. Follow so you don't miss out on new live stream episodes.